Good afternoon. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has joined other European leaders to voice his opposition to the proposed European Super League football tournament, which was announced yesterday. Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid and FC Barcelona are among 12 teams who have announced their plans for a new competition series in European football. The new league has already been criticised by politicians, former players and other football bodies across Europe. Yesterday, the Minister of Culture and Sports, José Manuel Rodríguez Arribas, held meetings and calls with national and European football bodies to discuss the plans, as well as with the presidents of the three Spanish teams who have announced their involvement in the proposed championships. Meanwhile, Florentino Perez would be the first chairman of the new European Soccer League if it goes ahead. The president of Real Madrid said the European Soccer League was created to save football. Real are one of the 12 European clubs who have signed up to the breakaway league and intend to establish a new midweek competition. Perez said the moves have been made because young people are no longer interested in football because of a lot of poor quality games. Whenever there is change, there is always people who oppose it, he said. Perez said that the top teams were losing money and that the big name matches would help increase their revenues, and the move has been accelerated by the pandemic, which has led to matches being played behind closed doors. He claimed 40% of young people are not interested in football, and Real Madrid have lost €400 million because of the impact of the pandemic. CCTV cameras have shown that it was 5:43 a.m. on Monday morning in Torremolinos when a man had just arrived at his van and a hooded man came out of nowhere and fired three shots at him. Footage showed how the hooded man, also wearing a mask, fired as the victim tried to escape across the passenger seat, but the bullets hit him and he died at the scene. At 8:30 a.m. a passerby saw the man lying in a pool of blood inside the vehicle and she called the emergency services. The victim has been identified by police as a 35-year-old Moroccan man living in Spain. Apparently he was a street vendor. Officers from the National Police's Organised Crime Unit are investigating the crime and the possibility that it was a settling of scores killing. The Moroccan Navy rescued 165 Spain-bound migrants over the weekend in both the Mediterranean and the Atlantic. Among the rescued migrants were 103 sub-Saharans, 34 Moroccans, 27 Bangladeshis and 1 Burmese. They were experiencing difficulties aboard several makeshift boats. Morocco has become a transit country for both African and Asian migrants seeking to reach Europe. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.